accompanied by five ministers and the largest ever Israeli business delegation to visit China. Netanyahu is expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Premier Li Keqiang, and leading Chinese business figures during his second China trip.
I'm embarking on an official visit to China through invitation of the Chinese government. I will meet with the President and the Premier, and we will mark the 25th anniversary of the establishment of relations between Israel and China.
Trade and commerce will loom large during the visit. The Israeli business delegation of 90 people will be meeting heads of China's biggest corporations, including multi-billion dollar internet giant Baidu. Prior to his flight to Beijing, Netanyahu implicated on signing economic cooperation deals during his visit, as his government anticipates entering into a free trade agreement with China in July.
I will meet with the heads of the biggest corporations in China. When we say the heads of the biggest corporations in China, sometimes we say the biggest corporations in the world, or are quickly becoming the world's biggest. We will continue our talks to create a free trade agreement between Israel and China, and conduct the third innovation committee. We will open new markets to the economy of Israel.
China is Israel's biggest trade partner among all Asian countries. In 2016, bilateral trade volume reached $11.3 billion. Ian Maher, Managing Director of Israel-China Chamber of Commerce, says the visit offers an opportunity to further investment cooperation.
This is also an opportunity for the Prime Minister to again make it clear that Israel wants to cooperate with China, that Israel wants investment from China. This is very important that they hear it loud and clear from the person who's holding the top position in Israel.
Since diplomatic relations were established in 1992, Israel and China have developed increasingly close commercial and strategic links. In agricultural sectors, the two expanded trade and research opportunities by setting up collaborative farming projects in Beijing, Shandong, Yunnan, and Shanxi. In boosting people-to-people exchanges, Israel and China also signed a 10-year multiple entry visa agreement in 2016, making Israel only the third country after United States and Canada to have such arrangement with Beijing. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.